To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score,
Chicago's original and number one sports station. And, of course, your official radio home of Chicago Cubs baseball.
Where you'll hear me, Pat Hughes.
And me, Ron Coomer, deliver all the excitement and action of every Cubs game, regular season and the postseason.
Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand slam. And the Cubs have won the ballgame.
Listen to every Cubs game on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
A radio.com sports station.
Welcome to the Taz Show with multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, award-winning podcaster, and morning show host on CBS Sports Radio.
This is Taz, and we like it all in the world of sports entertainment, wrestling, and beyond with special guests and more. Listen anytime on demand at radio.com. This show will always rock you to the core with strong opinions from yours truly. It's body slamming excitement, I promise you. Download and subscribe to the Taz Show on the new radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer is the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. The Ben Zobrist story, the divorce. From a baseball perspective, with how you manage the situation, is it actually day-to-day, or do you have to have contingency plans for bigger picture possibilities?
Obviously, from a baseball standpoint, we are in contact with Ben on a regular basis to make sure he's doing well, but also just to check in on how he's doing. And yeah, of course, that those thoughts creep in that we have to think through, because we don't have a sense of exactly when this might end, when he may come back. So just everyone should know that, we have his best interest in mind and the family's best interest in mind, and we want him to take as much time as possible to get, that part of his life in order.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Theo Epstein, the Cubs president. Let's start with Addison Russell.
If Addison continues on the path that he has just started and puts in the hard work and continues on the long process of self-improvement and reformation and rehabilitation and continues to grow and improve the relationships in his life, many years from now we're looking back and we say that he's truly a changed man and that a lot of good has come from this. I think when we reach that point, I bet you that most of the people booing will think that he deserves a little bit different reception and then maybe some recognition for what he's done. But that's not appropriate now. That's not the stage that we're at now. He's still at the beginning of this process.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Bob Costas, who is joining us from the booth in Wrigley Field.
What is your favorite memory of time spent in our fair burg?
The Sandberg game, which people still talk about. Maybe the greatest regular season game I've ever witnessed, let alone broadcast. And then all the Jordan-era moments, but it was capped by the last shot against Utah in 98, which I did the play-by-play of. So those are not just Chicago highlights. Those are on my top 10 list of my entire career.
And in that moment leading up to the Jordan shot, is it even possible to not think about the context of what you're about to call?
You're chronicling not just an NBA championship, not just a dramatic game, but the closing chapters of one of the epic careers in the history of American sports.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
Really, the only thing that this move does is it lengthens our bullpen. You know, now it takes a little bit of pressure off of us as starters to, you know, when we don't have our good stuff, where, you know, we're grinding and we've got to fill kind of that hole to get to maybe that back end. You know, we're able to do that probably a little bit easier than we have been. You know, so I think anytime you're able, just like with our lineup, you had, like, you know, I just got done saying you had a guy like Cargo. I mean, now that lineup just gets a little bit deeper. So same thing with our bullpen. Now our bullpen gets a little bit deeper.
Middays on the Score.
John Lester, team leader. It matters what he thinks and what he says. Indeed, Craig Kimbrell is a Chicago Cub one way or another. If you're just joining us, Theo Epstein was scheduled to be on. If you're tuning in, say, where's Theo? Theo Epstein decided it would be in everybody's best interest for him to join the show live. We're going to be at Wrigley Field tomorrow out in the right field porch. Mm-hmm. So he's going to walk on down and hang out. But that's because apparently these loose ends will be tied up. There will be a press release out and this will be official. And I was just asking during the break off the air whether or not it's possible we could have closure on Ben Zobrist one way or the other tomorrow also.
I suppose that's possible. There are a couple of strange loose ends. I shouldn't say strange, just odd and somewhat unnormal loose ends to tie up with this whole Craig Kimbrell signing. Not only is it clearly connected, or at least as Ken Rosenthal has reported, connected with Ben Zobrist's situation and his being on the restricted list, but also, as we were talking to Matthew Trueblood of Baseball Prospectus earlier at the 10 o'clock hour, if you missed that awesome breakdown of what Kimbrell means to the Cubs and what he could provide, where do you put Kimbrell to get him into game shape? Because if he signs the contract, this is what we've been trying to work out during breaks over the last little bit, and it's actually more difficult to research than you'd imagine. If he's got options left and signs a major league deal...
Someone said he has two options left, I believe I heard.
You could option him, but if he has more service time than he's got to accept it. It's this weird kind of ability and need to throw him into what would essentially be minor league rehab starts, but you don't get to use the rehab designation if you're not hurt.
Right.
Addison Russell was a little bit different because that list...
That's accounted for.
The suspension list, you get, or you are provided, I should say, options or opportunities, rather, to keep him at a rehab or at a AAA level for a little while.
Yeah, and there really isn't a comp here. There isn't a major leaguer, because Jake Arrieta took forever to sign, but he still ended up signing before the season.
Before the season, so they were to keep him on a roster and then just keep him in extended spring,
yes.
I think, is where they ended him. So that was, it's odd.
But now post-draft, extended spring is over, right? Because now you're going to short A.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could throw him in, if you've got a rookie league going or something like that, you could throw him to the Arizona stuff. Or I guess, although I wouldn't do this in Kimbrell's case, especially if you think it's going to be like 10 days or 12 days or something, you could keep him on the roster and have him throw a bunch of sim games and essentially play one down. Of course, that's just way too much to have to deal with.
I think this is really cool here. The Tony Andracki, a Cubs reporter for NBC Sports Chicago.
Good dude, good reporter.
Yeah, he just tweeted this. How did the Cubs bullpen find out the team signed Kimbrell? Right after the news broke, Kyle Schwarber went out to left field and was doing the Kimbrell arm dangle as he played catch with bullpen catcher Chad Noble to warm up for the inning.
That's funny.
That's really cool.
That's really good.
He was doing the unmistakable Kimbrell. With he just standing there with his arms dangling down. It's like the double Rod Beck kind of thing.
So I watched Kimbrell. I worked for what was then the Atlanta Braves affiliate, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They were a high A team in the Carolina League when Kimbrell, I think he threw three and a third, maybe four innings for that team toward the end of the year. The Braves brought both Kimbrell and Jason Hayward up to that team as they were making a championship run. Hayward had been in low A and Kimbrell too, I think. And I don't, for the life of me, because when Kimbrell got there, we were working on it. I didn't realize that he had the prospect shine that he did. And everybody knew he was only going to throw a couple of innings. And I don't remember if he had the big wing out there then. I do remember that he was all over the place and not throwing strikes, even though he only walked one in the four innings.
Do you have tapes of your play-by-play?
No.
Really?
No, I don't.
Did you keep any of it?
No, I didn't. I lost a hard drive.
Oh, see, I just had a shoebox of cassettes.
Well, and that's the thing is I had a hard drive. It was 5-6 years ago, something like that. Gone.
Oh, that
sucks. Everything's gone.
Nowhere on the cloud?
All the cool. Nope, didn't exist then. It was right before everything got updated to the cloud and right after you had put everybody was putting everything on hard drives anyway. Yeah. It's all of it gone. From college, a bunch of old photos, all the 90 billion songs I downloaded illegally, all that stuff.
Yeah, somewhere in my old childhood bedroom, my parents' house, are all these cassettes and a bunch of Duke play-by-play, Rockford Lightning, Rockford Royals, Rockford Cubbies, South Bend White Sox, all of these various.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's definitely some Raleigh Bullfrogs in there, some Chicago Rockers. It's all there somewhere, but at least I don't know if it made the transfer over from wide orbit, but I have the call of the final out of the Glendon Rush no-hitter.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that you'd done that. I was like, I don't know if you remember this. It was when you and Terry were doing a show together. I had updates, and I didn't realize that you'd done it, and Jay played it.
Yeah, that was at Kane County, and Sal Fasano. Made from the Chicago
was
area.
Was Sal large then?
Sal was always a very large and hirsute man, and he made the final catch. And it's funny that you've read the book The Art of Fielding.
No, I haven't.
Oh,
it is
God,
on.
You haven't.
Well, so here's the thing that has been, it was purchased and given to me.
Idiot.
After you were yelling at me to read it.
Read it.
Pete told me to read
God,
it too.
I love it.
So it's on the list. I think it's the All Star Break book.
I always pictured the other main character in there, the big catcher Mike Schwartz, this big beefy
Sal Fasano.
Yes, I pictured him looking exactly like awesome. Sal Fasano, and it worked out perfectly. But how cool is that? The Kyle Schwarber was doing the Kimbrel arm dangle, and then it gets into
super
the bullpen
cool.
That they got him. Finding out what you think and reminding you that if you're tuning in for Theo Epstein, where's Theo? He's going to join us live. He wanted to wait a day so he could be freed up to talk about this stuff rather than talking in hypotheticals and euphemisms. I think it's best for all involved. South Shore, Bill, you're on Sports Radio 670 on Bernstein and McKnight.
Hey guys, great show, great day.
Thanks,
I just want to say, it's just amazing to me to be in this era of Cubdom where they just make the move, try to make it happen no matter what. It's awesome. And as far as Kimbrel, I watch him a lot in the AL, and his release, it's like he hides the ball. And I know he's thrown in the upper 90s, but it feels even faster. Because it just feels like he hides the ball to the last second and it really explodes to the plate. And it's just incredible to watch. And the breaking ball just makes people look foolish. And the last thing I'm going to say is I felt like I just got pranked, Dan, by you.
Why?
As I got cut off and I looked at the license plate and it was a Chicago Bears plate, Bob 86.
Of course it was.
I couldn't even make that up if I tried.
Thanks, Bill.
That's great. Dan does drive around with Bears license plates too. Six or seven of them all sprayed around the back end of the car.
Well, I always bring one into the game with me and I hold it up
always.
For the cameras, right?
Always, every single time. Yeah, no, it's.
I thought it was on your necklace.
With my big Mercedes logo. Yeah.
It's cool that Kimbrel has stuff and funk. You know, that delivery comes with both of those things. He's not the only guy that does have stuff and velo and funk, but he happens to have all three of those things. It's fun to watch.
815 says, if you still have that hard drive, Best Buy can retrieve it. He said, I had that happen.
No, I gave it. I appreciate you chiming in and letting me know. I gave it to Gambino, actually, a computer expert, and it was absolutely fried.
He's a computer expert?
Yeah, that's what he does now.
Oh, that's cool. How about Jim in Sarasota? He's on the score. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. Good day. Hey, I got 2 points. First, I know you guys are into the statistics and the velos and all that kind of stuff. I read last night that Kimbrel's numbers were down from the previous year, from 2017 to 2018.
Yes.
His velocity had dropped, and his walk rate had gone from 5% to 12%, and I'm thinking, oh my golly, that's all we need is another guy who's walking people out there. And then also, doesn't it concern you a little bit that, you know, we always seem to pick up these guys that have been sitting around for a while, that everybody's in the trade rumors. Prime example, Quintana, you know, it took a while for us to get him, and he was the guy, and then we got him, and he's been okay.
He's been very good.
Same with Darvish, same exact thing. You know, he kind of sat around for a while, and then we got him, and he's been kind of okay as well. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I don't think Darvish was the guy that sat around for a while. Jake Arrieta was the guy that sat around for a little while.
Yeah, they really didn't. Just because they've been in the news doesn't mean they're sitting around for a while. I don't really...
And again, if you missed it, the circumstances around Kimbrel were kind of multifold. You know, you had a guy who had slipped a little bit. The walks per nine went from 1.8 in 2017 to 4.5. I mean, you don't have to know. I mean, that's a lot. Strikeouts were down a little bit, but they're still really impressive. He struck out 40% of hitters he faced last year, I think. That's an unfathomable number. That's a huge, huge deal. Velo ticked down some, came back up toward the end of the year. And like we talked about with Matthew Trueblood a little while ago, what it really looked like, if you go, you know, a little bit more granularly, about 2.5 weeks where he really lost it. And then was, you know, just maybe 90% of Craig Kimbrel the rest of the way through the season.
This segment's brought to you by Campland RV. Head on over to Campland RV for their 58th anniversary sale. Now through the end of June, find great deals on RVs and campers. Campland RV. RV buying made easy. Just a short drive off I-94 in Northwest Indiana. In just a couple of moments, we will get a full Boston scouting report on Craig Kimbrel. Mass Live Red Sox beat writer Chris Cotillo is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. You've got the score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler Performance Series, denim that's made to move with you. Try on a pair today. We are now three games into the NBA Finals, and the script seems to be clear. The Golden State Warriors aren't going to defend their title unless they can get healthy, or close to healthy. The Toronto Raptors didn't get to the finals by winning a lottery. They got here because they're very good. They have a great player in Kawhi Leonard, a number of very good ones, and they aren't blinded by the bright lights. All of that might not be enough to beat a Warriors team with a healthy Kevin Durant and a healthy Klay Thompson. But can the Warriors win with Thompson but not Durant? Perhaps. But in all likelihood, they'd need to win a Game 7 in Toronto, and that wouldn't be easy. It feels like Durant has been day-to-day now since Steve Kerr was still playing. Those days are now very numbered for him and his team. I'm John Feinstein.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer, that's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. Record rains and storms to start spring here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just tear out the damage, and you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my water damage, made my home look as good as new. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
If you are in the market for windows, there is one call you have to make. I know this because it's the call that I made, and I couldn't be happier with my new awesome windows. Call Russ Armstrong. He is the owner of Chicago Window Guys. He is the person you deal with. And he and his company are different. They take measurements, and then they make the windows. They custom make all the windows. And then he installs them. They're all his guys. He does not subcontract installation work. It's his people. He offers a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I said I had my windows done, and I'm really thrilled with how they turned out. You will be, too, because you get the best price, the best product. You deal directly with the owner. You're going to be happy. Call the Chicago Window Guys today at 847-881-3060, 847-881-3060, or check out his reviews at chicagowindowguy.com.
Right now, you can get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10 included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit and an 18-month lease. No trade-in required. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 a month after $22.50 a month. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled earlier, remain a balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines without auto-pay. Day-to-day prioritization during congestion. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Hey, Dan Burstein here. If you're in the market for windows, you need to make the call that I did to Russ Armstrong, owner of Chicago Window Guys. They're different. They make and install all their own products and offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. They recently came out and did some windows in my house, and I am thrilled. It could not have been easier. The product could not be better. Get the best price product. Deal directly with the owner. You'll be happy. Call the Chicago Window Guys at 847-881-3060, 847-881-3060, or check his reviews out at chicagowindowguy.com.
Are your kids purchasing a new home? Then you need to contact your trusted local lender, Team Hochberg. Not your bank, not an online lender, definitely not your realtor's preferred lender. Meet Jen. Jen lived at home to pay off student loans and save for a down payment. And Jen began her property search online, and she was inundated with calls and text messages from realtors and their preferred lenders she didn't know. Confused and overwhelmed, Jen asked her dad for advice, and he strongly recommended Team Hochberg, the only lender he trusted to help Jen secure financing on her new home. So Team Hochberg answered Jen's questions, approved her to purchase a home, and introduced her to a Team Hochberg realtor. Locating and financing a home won't be stressful if you call Team Hochberg, your trusted local real estate team who will always look out for your financial best interest and that of your kids. Call them now at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg's helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 1124061.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle, bird poop, drone. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Planning a getaway? Well, with the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on any purchase you make today and every day. And those miles add up to get you closer to that trip to paradise. Every vanilla soy latte, double miles. Every time you pump gas, double miles. Even when you buy a set of monogram beach towels, yep, double miles. You earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, and then you go. The Capital One Venture Card, the card that takes you there. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, catcher number two. Also Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
When it comes to their kids, dads don't have favorites. When it comes to their tools, they do. And the Home Depot has every one of them. Top brands like Makita and DeWalt. Exclusive brands like Ryobi, Husky, and Ridgid. Even Milwaukee, with an M12 12-volt 5-tool kit, now just $199. Today is the day for do it. And for dad, with the best selection of his favorite tools only at the Home Depot. More safe. More do it. Offer valid through June 19th while supplies last.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's 3-4 years, so we'll have him for more than that. Just for this year. It's early too. I mean, we need to win every single game. Every game is important. It's going to come down to the wire. The National League is too good this year to take any win for granted. So. This is a nice addition for us, especially this early.
Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo on his new teammate Craig Kimbrell. The Bernstein and McKnight Show, 9 to noon, early middays on Sports Radio 670. And we are joined now by Chris Cotillo of MassLive.com, Red Sox beat writer and MLB insider. He joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from, currently at Kauffman Stadium, but taking the time to talk about a former Red Sox closer, now a member of the Cubs. Chris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What do we have here? What kind of guy is he?
Yeah, he's a, you know, he was kind of a quieter guy in the clubhouse from what we saw last year. He didn't really love talking to the media. He was accountable when he did screw up, which was kind of rare early during the regular season, more common once we got to September and October, which I'm sure we'll get to. But he kind of kept to himself. He's very close as a leader of the bullpen. He's very instrumental in Matt Barnes' career. Matt Barnes has obviously taken a huge step forward for the Red Sox this year, kind of as their premier reliever, and really tried to get those guys on his workout program. Kimbrell is known for going and working out after games, doing a full treadmill workout. So if you're covering the team, it's a little annoying that you have to wait an hour for him to complete that workout, but that's something a lot of the Red Sox have adopted. A lot of the guys were, you know, talking about how they're happy to see him move on to a new team, get a deal finally. And so he's a guy who's kind of a quiet leader, especially among the relievers, but someone who kind of kept to himself, at least publicly.
Chris, do you figure the Red Sox had any expectation of his accepting the $17.9 million qualifying offer?
At the time, I don't think so, but I don't think they knew at that point that he was going to be asking for 6 years and $100 million or 6 years and $120 million or whatever it was. And once they kind of got the word from his agent, David Meter, that door was closed immediately. The Red Sox decided, you know, they only had a certain amount of money. They wanted to commit to Nathan Eovaldi on the free agent market, signed him to a $68 million deal, and then got extensions done with Xander Bogaerts and Chris Sale. You know, the most expensive reliever on the Red Sox roster is Tyler Thornburg, who's been terrible this year at $1.75 million. So something like Kimbrell was just not in the cards at that price. I'm sure if, you know, the deal he signed with the Cubs was on the table back in November, the Red Sox would have done it. But once he declined that qualifying offer and set his price, I think it was pretty much a done deal that he'd go elsewhere.
How particular is he about how he is used? We know there are closers that would much prefer a clean ninth inning, and that is how they see themselves as what they do. Others are like, yeah, everyone may go and get somebody out. I'm happy to go in and do it. And others are somewhere in between on that continuum. Where's he?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's been so dominant in that specific role for his entire career and the 3 years he was here that I don't think he's really even considered anything else. I don't think anybody's really considered putting him anywhere else. I'm sure the Cubs view him as the ninth inning guy, the lockdown guy. I'm not sure. You know, obviously, the deal's not official yet, so they haven't discussed that. But it just was never an issue here because there was never a talk that he was going to be moved out of that role. So if he re-signed, he would have been the closer. The Red Sox don't have a set closer now. But I'm sure the Cubs will kind of put him in that role as well.
Let's get to the September or October, Craig Kimbrell. What went wrong? What were you guys chasing? What was he chasing trying to get back together?
Yeah, I think it was just command, you know, a lot of the time. One time we saw, you know, in August and September, after having a 2.2 ERA for the first 4 months, it rose to, you know, 4-something over the last couple months, and lack of command. And then once we got to October, it was really an issue. You know, he walked in October. I think he walked 8 guys, a couple hit by pitches, and just, you know, not the same guy. He didn't have a clean inning for his first 4 outings in the ALDS and the ALCS. Alex Cora told us, kind of admitted after the ALCS, that he was tipping pitches. They finally felt like they had fixed him. Actually, an interesting story from Cora back then. Eric Gagne, who was teammates with Alex Cora with the Dodgers and the Red Sox, was watching the game on TV and noticed that Craig Kimbrell was tipping and decided to call Alex Cora and tell him. They figured something out, basically, from Gagne watching on his couch. Kimbrell was better, you know, at the end of the ALCS and early in the World Series. But something that's telling to me, with the World Series on the line in Game 5 in Dodger Stadium, the Red Sox went to Chris Sale to close things out instead of Kimbrell. Kimbrell had not had a clean inning, gave up a couple runs in Game 4, and the Red Sox decided to go to Sale to close things out. So out of 9 appearances for Kimbrell, I think there's only 4 clean outings, which, you know, you can't have. He was actually 6-for-6 in saves. But as he said back then, he gave Red Sox fans a heart attack pretty much every time he was out there. And I think, you know, I'm not sure how much of an impact it had on his value, but I'm sure that seeing that on the biggest stage scared teams off. We saw Joe Kelly and Nathan Eovaldi get big free agent deals after pitching, you know, like crazy in the playoffs. And I think it kind of went against Kimbrell in that same way.
Did we learn what the tip problem was? Was it squeezing the ball in his glove or the way his foot was landing?
Yeah, the Red Sox would not, they don't like to reveal that kind of stuff just because you know, if they don't want even more tipping, I guess. But they thought it was correct that at least right after the ALCS, during the World Series, the first couple outings, he was all right. But like I said, towards the end, it might have come back again. And in the craziness of October, I don't think that ever came out.
Talking with Chris Cotillo of MassLive.com, the Red Sox beat writer who's joining us from Kauffman Stadium as he follows the Red Sox around. How open is Kimbrel to all of the new technology, to the high-speed cameras that show the finger position on the seams and the ball and all that? Is it something he actively embraces? Is it something he grudgingly embraces? Or is it something he doesn't want any part of?
He, you know, with the Red Sox, I don't think you really have a choice. Alex Cora loved to embrace data last year in his first year when Kimbrel was here. Brian Bannister is a guy who, you know, is the assistant pitching coach and vice president of pitching development. He's a very analytical guy, and the Red Sox have really focused on, especially since they changed from Farrell to Cora with a new coaching staff, doing a lot of that stuff. So I don't think you really have a choice. You know, the relievers are constantly watching film. With Kimbrel specifically, he was a guy that wasn't in the clubhouse much, so you figured he was probably working it out after games and watching video before. So I think the Red Sox, if you were in that pitching staff last year, you didn't have a choice but to be involved with all that.
You mentioned, Chris, that the Red Sox probably would have done this deal, the reported one, 3 years and $43 million with an option for a fourth, if it would have been on the table in the offseason. Were they interested in him at all as this draft pick compensation expired after the draft a few days ago?
No, I think once that Nathan Eovaldi deal was done, 4 years and $68 million right before the winter meetings, that was kind of their big purchase in terms of free agency. They went out and got two guys, or they re-signed two of their postseason heroes, Eovaldi for that deal, and then Steve Pierce for a 1 year, six and a quarter, I think. And they basically were capped out at that point. They went over the luxury tax last year, dropped a 10 spots in the draft this week because of it. They didn't want to exceed that third threshold over the winter, so they kind of closed the door. And I thought it was really interesting that the line was pretty consistent from Dave Dombrowski starting at the winter meetings. He said, "We're not looking to make a big expenditure at our closer position," which he said you guys can read into that for what you think it means. And obviously it meant that they weren't going to re-sign Kimbrel. In spring training, one of the owners, Tom Werner, was with us in Fort Myers and said, and so he was asked, you know, point blank, "Do you guys have interest in re-signing Kimbrel?" And he said, "It's very unlikely at this point." So they kind of were very clear that this was not something that was going to happen. Once those demands were so high early on, they decided to beef up their starting rotation and really make that the focus of the team. It was done. The bullpen has been surprisingly good so far this year. They don't have a set closer, but they're working in. You know, Matt Barnes is the high leverage guy. Marcus Walden and Brandon Workman, who people really don't know, have really stepped up and been good. So they haven't had a need. I don't think that they even opened that door at all in the last couple weeks.
What's funny is that the Cubs owner said the same thing about Kimbrel.
True.
It was here, too. And he said, "Yeah, we probably don't have the money." He even mentioned him by name. He said, "A guy like Craig Kimbrel, I don't see us having the kind of liquidity to do that."
Right. I'm sure the Ben Zobrist thing helped that out.
Well, that's is reportedly that is indeed the case.
You figure the Red Sox are shopping for things as we get closer and closer to the deadline? Because the guys we have mentioned, Steve Pierce and Eovaldi, they're not that healthy right now, and when they have played, they've not been all that great.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, Eovaldi is going to be back in the next week or so that will beef up the starting rotation. I think, you know, the core of this team is the rotation. That is best. You have, obviously, Sale, who was incredible last night, a complete game shutout. Price has been the ace of the staff all year. Eduardo Rodriguez up and down, Rick Porcello up and down. Once Eovaldi comes back, that's a strength. They should go out and get a reliever somewhere. You know, they're going to start seeing teams shopping earlier than normal this year because there's no August trade deadline, so we should see that develop in the next few weeks with the draft over. But the Red Sox can get someone for a lot cheaper than $14 million a year, a rental guy, a guy with a year and a half of control left. So we'll see. I expect them to make a move, though.
All good stuff, Chris. Thanks. I'll let you get back to work.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That is Chris Cotillo of Mass Live, Red Sox beat writer.
The reason I asked what the Red Sox might be up to at the deadline is because, I, you know, you can see their need for bullpen help, and it just kind of underscores this whole idea that you're just spending cash on Craig Kimbrel.
You're not giving up any of your other resources.
You're not giving any of that up, and you're leveraging yourself, too. You're not going to go into trade negotiations looking at, you know, the Giants or something, and Farhan Zaidi's looking at you going, "You need everything I have, so I'm taking every single prospect you've got, and by the way, I want Kyle Schwarber for my time," or whatever he happens to want. Like, you now get to go in there and hopefully deal from a much bigger position of strength, at least with Kimbrel in the back end. Now this, it primes you for a deal that can get you perhaps a reliever of the Strope level to help back end the rest of the pen.
The bottom of the hour was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats championship hockey. Your Chicago Wolves are battling the Charlotte Checkers in the Calder Cup Finals. Wolves are home tonight and Saturday at Allstate Arena for games 4 and 5 of the finals. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff information. In case you're just joining us, Theo Epstein has decided that it's probably best that he join us live tomorrow at 11 rather than his planned time of 11 o'clock today. That way things can be official, contracts can be signed, and he can talk with a little more freedom about actual players rather than theoretical ones. You wanted to talk about a decade-old mystery that has been solved.
This is an interesting situation here. One of my favorite players. You're a Rasheed Wallace guy, right? One of your all-time favorites, Rasheed Wallace?
My guy.
I was always a Paul Pierce guy. Loved Paul Pierce. Enjoy. Just the way he played, the whole thing. I loved watching the guy. I really did. You just get down to the high elbow,
like
or something.
Watching a pump fake and a spin move at the top of the
feet. Throw an ass around and move a defender and then find some space.
He's got
that giant booty to just roll defenders with. I mean, he was that guy. It was great. It was a ton of fun. Even like late career Paul Pierce. Now, you'll remember 11 years ago yesterday, I believe, Paul Pierce went down. Kendrick Perkins fell. He went down. It was the injury, it was a wheelchair, he was taken off, and then returned to thunderous applause. But as it turns out, there's a little more to the story.
Paul here, 11 years ago today, wheelchaired off the floor for reasons he will keep to himself.
I have a confession to make.
Whoa.
I just had to go to a bathroom.
Number one or number two?
I had to go to the bathroom.
But why did you need a wheelchair to get to the bathroom?
It was that bad.
Something went down. I had to go to the
bathroom. Oh.
You were streaking.
Okay. Hey, you. Injuries.
That's it.
So
it's brilliant. It's visionary. If he didn't want to have to walk off in shame, he could be wheeled off in mystery.
He has only become more my favorite player for that. Manipulating the circumstances like that, getting himself the ovation, coming back like a Willis Reed, that's awesome.
Your pregame meal should not be Indian food.
Bran muffins and a huddle of coffee.
And chicken vindaloo.
Why?
I mean, come on, man.
Why, Paul? What were you doing?
I don't know. It's happened.
So my question is, did the fall force something?
Probably.
I mean, it had to have, right? The impact led to a lack of control.
Yeah, I remember being at a game when Moses Malone left in the middle of the game. He like walked off the court. It was like, oh my god, he's going to the locker room.
I'm out of here.
He left and he walked off the court and he goes in the locker room. And he's there for a while and he comes back, eventually gets back in the game. Everyone's really concerned, but it was really casual and people weren't really doing anything. No trainers like were scuttling around behind him.
Yeah.
And we asked him after the game, you know, what's the thing? And he just looks at the report and goes, ain't no thing. Got a dump. Okay. We're good. This segment sponsored by Hint Water. Hint is pure, still, or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint. Mouth-watering water.
Remember when Joe Pa had to dart across the field and came out in different colored pants?
I forgot about that.
Just like cuts across at the 30. Like, where's Joe going?
Everything's fine.
He's at the 30, the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Go. New pants for Joe Pa. And now he's dead.
Oh, I forgot which is about fine. That.
Yeah. Yeah. The George Brett story is still the greatest of all time. You know who the pitchers are today?
Tell the George Brett story.
No, that was the George Brett. He George Brett tells the George Brett. Just YouTube
it's
it.
It's fair.
YouTube.
Who's the pitchers in this game?
the poor kid that he's talking to and telling him his whole story just didn't really want to hear it. But George wasn't going to be done telling it until he.
I'm walking back to the hotel. I get three quarters of the way out of the lobby, and all of a sudden I go, oh. And I'm standing here like this. I got my butt pinched, so I can't move. All of a sudden, you know, felt all right. I went just like this. Water.
amazing.
And then he's on an escalator in Vegas, right? And he's on an escalator, one of those giant escalators, and he's coming down like in the movie Rain Man, and he's trying to figure out how to get new pants, and the pants didn't fit, and it was like bad crab legs or something.
George Brett, by the way, I don't know if you're watching Brockmeyer into the third season. I have finished. It's very funny. That's Hank Azaria's show about the baseball broadcaster Jim Brockmeyer. George Brett's in it, has a couple of scenes. Funny.
Really?
Yes.
Funny because he's funny?
Funny because, well, he gets, I mean, the writing's great. He gets given some pretty good lines, but he's also funny because he's funny.
Okay. Yeah. We got Lawrence Holmes coming up. It's his birthday, by the way. He's 42?
29.
No, we got 29. Stop it.
I don't know.
I think he's
44.
44 already. Wow, my God, time flies. Tomorrow, Lawrence is going to be at Wrigley Field. We are going to be at Wrigley Field. Right. Theo Epstein's going to be joining us at Wrigley Field up there in the right field porch. So we got a lot to do. Talking to Lawrence, finding out his thoughts on Kimbrel and all of that, as we imagine the details will be finalized today. Wondering if we're also going to get some closure on Ben Zobrist, perhaps.
So. Yeah.
I think that would kind of be nice as well if that hand is eventually forced. You've got the Bernstein and McKnight Show on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the first ever Kona, taking Chicagoland by storm.
I'm glad I have an extra freezer in the basement, and it makes sense to have one if you get the Omaha Steaks Father's Day Steak Fix gift package, because it's more food than you're going to know what to do with. Even if you try to grill half of it in the first day, there's still a ton left. And I felt like a kid when it arrived on the porch. That big white styrofoam box just means happiness to me. I've been enjoying Omaha Steaks ever since I've been a little kid, because my dad's from Omaha and my family even knows the family that still owns Omaha Steaks. So go to omahasteaks.com if you want all this meat. Type WSCR in the search bar, and you get $235 worth of food for $59.99. That's 74% off with this deal. And in the box, you're going to get 2 tender filet mignons, 2 bold top sirloins, 2 savory pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 massive gourmet jumbo franks, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, a pack of all beef meatballs, 4 premium chicken breasts, 4 caramel apple tartlets for dessert, a packet of Omaha Steaks signature seasoning, oh yeah, and 4 extra Omaha Steaks burgers free. That's 74% off. All of that is just $59.99. Think about what it would cost if you individually itemized those costs and bought all those things in the grocery store. Come on. This is an amazing deal from Omaha Steaks, still run by the fifth generation of the same family. So what you do for the Father's Day Steak Fix package, go to omahasteaks.com. There's a search bar on the main page. Type in the code WSCR.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The trucking industry is changing, and Schneider continues to lead the transformation. With recent growth, they're hiring more safe drivers like you, and they'll be holding hiring events near you. Meet a local Schneider recruiter with the potential for a same-day job offer. Events are coming up throughout the month of June in and around the Chicago area. Learn more and RSVP at schneiderjobs.com/events. That's schneiderjobs.com/events.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Talk with Cubs reliever Brandon Kinsler. Is there an element as a reliever who throws that kind of stuff where you can overthrow the sinker? I remember when Brandon Webb was doing his thing and Dan Heron was doing his thing, that they could get early in the game, you could kind of get to them because they were throwing hard enough that the sinker wasn't kind of like taking that bite. Is that a factor for you when you come out of the bullpen?
100%. Sometimes when you're too fresh, throw right through the sink. Sometimes when you're too tired, you have to overthrow and the ball just doesn't spin right. You can't get the right extension. There's just a happy medium there. And you just got to really know what you're feeling like that day. Sometimes you're like, well, my sinker's probably going to be spinning too much, so I'm going to go with more changeups today to at least make it look like a fastball. And hopefully it's 6 miles an hour slower.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Over 15 women are diagnosed with breast cancer in Chicago every day. Join Komen Chicago for the 22nd annual Mother's Day Race for the Cure 5K Walk Run at Montrose Harbor. We're in a race with time against breast cancer, and your participation will help us cross the finish line as we strive to reduce breast cancer by 50% by 2026. Get a team together to walk or run this 5K along beautiful Lake Michigan. Register today at KomenChicago.org/race to make a difference.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Akeem Hicks joins us. I know that, it had to be heartbreaking the way you guys lost that playoff game to the Eagles. Did you go back and watch that game? Do you just throw that one out? What are your thoughts when you look back on it?
Oh, no, man. You got to let it hurt. You have this desire to never let it happen again, to be ready to tear somebody's head off on that field before you allow them to dance and party on your sideline. You got to have a real burning desire to never feel it again. And that's part of why you let it sit and you let that feeling, resonate with you. You got to be able to use it to come back and say, man, I will die before I allow another team to dance on our field.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All the fans were screaming and yelling, we got Krimble, so I heard it from Lynn on TV. I was watching my at-bat, and he actually happened to say it, so then I went out there, he did the arm hang, so that'll be fun.
That's Kyle Schwarber, and that's apparently how the bullpen found out the Cubs got Craig Kimbrell, that's because awesome. Schwarber was warming up with the bullpen catcher, and he did the thing. He did the vulture arms. What does Kimbrell call that?
The arm hangy thing.
There's got to be a definitive term for it. The arm dangle? The double condor?
I've never had him. I've never heard him explain it before.
What you call that?
We're going to have to come up with a name for it.
No, he'll tell us what it is.
Well, what if he wants to keep it secret? What if he doesn't want to tell us?
We'll have a name the thing contest.
Okay, we'll name the thing. Let it be known. Right. Arm hangy thing. That's vote number one. So far, arm hangy thing.
The default position is arm hangy thing.
We were talking with Ryan Dempster, and we had flippy glove and twisty hands. So right. The way we talk about pitching mechanics, it's like that. Arm hangy thing.
Sounds like a vaudeville act. Flippy glove and twisty hands. Matthew Trueblood joined us today from Baseball Prospectus. Chris Cotillo, also from MassLive.com. We thank Brian Gertz for handling the video feed. Zawoski, Camp, and Diaz, the production squadron. Kevbo had updates. Tomorrow, we're in the Wrigley bleachers.
Awesome.
Come say hey. Len Casper is going to join us at 10.
Out in right field.
Theo Epstein is going to join us at 11.
Also in right field.
It's going to be just a big baseball party of baseball smart people.
You wearing a shirt?
A shirt?
We're broadcasting from the bleachers. I figured you wouldn't be wearing a shirt.
I'm literally shirtless.
And then I'd bring a trumpet or something, and then we just, we just do the whole thing.
I play Pop Popovich more.
Buy a couple of mustaches. Wear those out there, too.
We could borrow Theo's. Because remember, he had the fake mustache for the bleachers, when it was like,
we can do that
total porn stash thing with his hat. The
That's
whole
not
deal.
A good disguise.
Yeah, we know who you are.
We can see you.
You look like Theo Epstein with a mustache. Lawrence Holmes is going to say good morning and bring you into afternoon next on The Score. Keep it here.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Get to Old Navy. It's Super Cash time. Now's your big chance to save big on all your favorite summer styles. Plus, save even more when you redeem your Super Cash now through Sunday. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Theo Epstein, the Cubs president. Let's start with Addison Russell.
When you talk about, when you hear him say he's making progress, when you say that he's got work to do, yeah. I think that's general. And I think we naturally are going to wonder, how will you know specifically when he's ready and when he has made progress?
Yeah, well, some of that is just the nature of the situation, you know, and confidentiality involved. You can't, you know, this is the league-mandated treatment is a completely confidential process by definition, and that's appropriate and how it should be. So that confidentiality factor is important and immovable, and that's not going to be compromised. That said, I mean, there are certain things that he's already talked about and that have been public that, you know, the first step was him taking accountability and responsibility for what happened, and he did that.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Baseball season is in full swing, and Radio.com Sports has you covered with the best in the business. Introducing Big Time Baseball with veteran play-by-play voice Josh Lewin and MLB insider John Heyman.
You wonder, why don't teams repeat as World Series champions?
Shows you how special those Yankee teams were.
Josh and John will be breaking down the divisions and the latest inside information leading up to the 2019 postseason. Download and subscribe today on Radio.com and the new Radio.com. App.
Radio.com Sports presents Big Time Basketball. Longtime NBA journalist Matt Steinmetz brings you an action-packed podcast twice a week, hitting all the top NBA playoff stories with passion. Yeah! Steiny is joined by guest contributors throughout the playoffs.
I know why Steph can't get it going, because they're going to guard him face-to-face, and he can't separate anymore.
Download and subscribe today on Radio.com and the new Radio.com app.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. It eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, God, I love you. I'm crying. Goodbye.
Ryan. Lawrence Holmes is here and ready to go to continue the discussion about a major baseball acquisition in this town. Started out hearing that it was the Rosenthal Report that they were pushing hard. I mentioned during the segment yesterday that somebody said they were optimistic from within the organization. The optimism proved founded. So Craig Kimbrell.
I love it. It's what you're looking, and they couldn't have a better day after. You know what I mean? To introduce, well, I haven't quite introduced them yet, but after last night, you're like, oh yeah, that totally makes sense. They should probably do that.
Weird game.
It was one of those games where I think Cubs games over the last few years, you kind of have a feeling of, oh, this one's in the bag. I can go do whatever else I'm going to do.
I flipped away.
That was not the case.
Like, I flipped away to watch some dreadful basketball.
I mean, I did too, but I knew that I was coming back.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it was one of those games where, like, oh, well, yeah, they've got eight runs now, but I'll flip back just to see what's going on.
You know, to me, you know what was patient zero for that feeling? It's the Washington Nationals series.
Ugh.
Even though they got out of that, that was some of the most garbage bullpen from both teams, but just some of the worst bullpen work I have ever seen. And it's felt like that since. It's kind of felt like that since.
I heard you guys on the drive in, and Connor, you were talking about like the way that Joe does his bullpen,
mm-hmm.
and how he works from the back to the starter.
Right.
And I think this is going to make things a lot easier for him. And like I was telling you guys yesterday, in his mind, it's probably from the back to the starter. Him going with Kimbrel, Strope, and C.J. Edwards.
Something like that.
I think that's what, and C-Sheck, you know, obviously, like kind of mixed in there.
Matchup
for where he fits.
He's a little more, well, I shouldn't say rigid, but he's a little more stuck with, you know, two guys kind of being a little fungible in terms of 7 and 8. He's not Ned Yost, where this guy has the 6th.
Twice already.
He's terrible.
He's just terrible.
White Sox will get a chance to see him this weekend messing the bed in D.C.
I hope they pound the hell out of that Royals team.
I want them for the rest of my time. I absolutely hate the... Like, it's hard to hate the other teams in the division
right now.
But the
whole organization.
I hate...
I mean, the GM with making people watch, like, the anti-porn stuff.
They make themselves so easy to hate.
Yes.
And I hate them more because of that.
So
it's very strange.
I would like for the White Sox to get right and go do some work there. But that's not what we were talking. That's not why you called. To get back to what you were saying about it, with him being a little bit rigid... The thing that I thought about when you were bringing it up on the fungible guys in the bullpen, you got to have special dudes. You got to have a hater. Like, you have to have like one of those guys.
Or a Miller.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That you can say, look, I know that you're our 9th inning guy, but I need to get through this part of the lineup here in the 6th.
Uh-huh.
And I might need to bring you out for a batter in the 7th. Can you do that? And not everyone is wired that way.
No, that's absolutely true. And I think Kimbrel could be used that way if he's told that this is how things are go and his integration back into the major leagues goes fine. I'd like to be more innovative with the bullpen than Joe has been lately. I don't think it's necessarily been a detriment, but I would like to be a little bit more innovative with things. And I wonder, that's why it seems so clear that they're going to go and get another bullpen arm more than likely if the market's out there for one, because if you do, let's say, deploy Kimbrel in the 6th of a, you know, 5th game of a playoff series, is just Strope enough for you to cover those last 3 or 4 outs? I think one more is probably needed.
What's interesting about them is the way their bullpen is constructed is that you have two piggyback guys too.
Correct.
That you have to allow for Montgomery and Chatwood to kind of occasionally, like, look, you might have to be on the back end of Darvish's 4-inning start or John Lester's 4-inning start.
Well, and then there's the other side of this, too, and we didn't get to this much today, but when you get to the playoffs, and I could say when because that is the Cubs' stated goal going into this, they should be a playoff team, and you get into a 5-game set, you don't need that 5th starter. There's no reason to talk about who that guy left out of the rotation is going to be now. Injuries happen, baseball happens, all that stuff. But if it's one of the guys that's currently starting now, take a pick, how can that guy be used?
It's a question mark now, and it's probably not one that they've needed to stamp an answer on yet, but that's going to matter in a couple months.
The way that that guy is used is the get you out of a game guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really the only role, unless there's someone on the other team that has a particularly hard time with that pitcher, and maybe you find a place to deploy them strategically. But yeah, that guy is kind of relegated to, if we get down by 10 runs, I might need to throw you four innings.
Yeah.
Instead of wasting the other guys in the bullpen that I'll need for game three or four or whatever.
And that changes your leverage designation of a guy like Chatwood. Because obviously the answer would be, sure, Chatwood does that. But if you're already going to be taking a starter down, then how willing are you going to be to put Chatwood in with two on down one of the eighth?
I think that he has now increased his value.
No doubt.
Chatwood?
Yeah. I think that the way that you look at him, I'm not looking at him as a guy that goes into the rotation, but I think as far as what he can do and the things that he's apparently found, and there are a lot of guys who couldn't handle the discomfort of being a starter and then going into the bullpen. He seemed to have adjusted to it, and I think that that's great, and we're seeing the best out of him now, and I'm not sure that there's any reason to change this kind of nebulous role that he has.